Shabbat Shalom. And happy Thanksgiving. Driving through my hometown as Thanksgiving approached, it was gratifying to see all of the businesses closed. Even restaurants run by immigrants that are usually open for business even on Christmas and New Year's. All of those were also closed. I thought how great it is that Thanksgiving is celebrated by everyone. That Thanksgiving belongs not only to Americans who have been here for 400 years, but also for those who have been here for 40 years, or 4 years, or maybe even 4 months. It's an inclusive holiday that commemorates a story of coexistence under harsh conditions, a friendship forged in hard times. And it is a time to be with friends and family, to welcome guests, and express gratitude for life's many gifts. Many have also come to associate Thanksgiving with welcoming refugees. What a beautiful way to expand the meaning of this most quintessentially American holiday. And in the midst of our critical efforts to alleviate this catastrophic state of refugees in our world and on our borders, it is all too easy to forget about the people right here who have been refugees in their own land for more than 4 centuries. As Charles Blow wrote in the New York Times this week, the story of the first Thanksgiving as it is usually told, 1621 Massachusetts, pilgrims and Native Americans coming together to feast and give thanks, is far from the whole story. The triumphant survival of colonists was predicated on the suffering and destruction of Native communities. The early history of European settlement in this land is one of conflict, of violence, and of ugly opportunism. In the 1620 Charter of New England, issued by King James, it is written, "We have been given certainly to know that within these late years there hath reigned a wonderful plague, together with many horrible slaughters, committed against the savages and brutish people there, to the utter destruction, devastation, and depopulation of that whole territory, so that there is not left any that do claim or challenge any kind of interests therein. Whereby we in our judgment are persuaded that the appointed time is come that those large and goodly territories, deserted as it were by their natural inhabitants, should be possessed and enjoyed by our people." This document is just one item in a terrible history of persecution and erasure of the indigenous nations of this beautiful land. In the 17th and 18th centuries, war weakened and reduced the native population. The 19th century brought genocidal massacres and expulsions from their ancestral lands that isolated communities from their traditional ways of life. From the 1870s until as recently as the 1970s. The American government forced indigenous children to attend boarding schools where they were subjected to abuse and re-education, seeking to wipe out native language, religion, customs, and sense of self. Learning about this cruel and tragic history is a rude awakening from the American dream of liberty and justice for all. And so I wonder, what do we do with Thanksgiving? Knowing what we know, is there any way to redeem it? The Hebrew name for the holiday may offer a way forward. On the surface, there may not be much that we can glean from the Hebrew name for Thanksgiving, Chag HaHodayah. It is a word-for-word translation, meaning the holiday of Thanksgiving. Not very illuminating. It becomes more interesting, however, when we investigate the root of this word. Hodayah comes from the verb lehodot, which is the source for the word todah, thank you, and hodu, as in our festival recitation, hodu l'Adonai ki tov, give thanks to God whose goodness is eternal. But lehodot is also the root of the word vidui, confession. Our lengthy recitation of sins on Yom Kippur is called vidui rabba, the great or long confessional. In modern Hebrew, only one letter changes I am thankful, ani moda le, to ani moda be, I acknowledge, I admit. This is not a case of coincidental etymology. There is a deep connection between the notion of admission or acknowledgement and that of thanksgiving. In Deuteronomy chapter 26, the Israelites, anticipating their entrance to the land of Israel, are instructed in the offering of first fruits. When you enter the land that Adonai your God is giving you, you shall take some of every first fruit which you harvest from the land that Adonai your God is giving you. Put it in a basket and go to the sanctuary. You shall go to the priest and say, I acknowledge this day before Adonai your God that I have entered the land. Wherefore I now bring the first fruits of the soil which you, Adonai, have given me. It is only after this declaration is made that one can bring the offering and, prostrating before God, give thanks. This ritual acknowledgement is so important that the rabbis of the Mishnah declared that one may not even set down the basket until they have recited the entire, much lengthier passage from Deuteronomy. Even more severe is the dictate that one who eats from the Thanksgiving offering before this recitation is subject to a punishment of 40 lashes. Now, this is an extreme reaction, to be sure. But with this law, the Mishnah teaches how important it is to acknowledge essential truths before anything else. If one were to bring a Thanksgiving offering and simply say, thank you, there is a possibility that it would be a hollow thanks, devoid of real understanding and intention. By declaring what we are thankful for, there is a greater chance that it will mean something and perhaps lead to meaningful action. When we are able to say, Modim anachnu, we acknowledge, we make real space to say, Modim anachnu, we are truly grateful. Admitting to the harm that our country has done to its indigenous population is a crucial first step to righting many wrongs. Confessing this guilt, naming these crimes, can pave the way toward restitution and healing. But it is just as important to acknowledge and make space for the positive narrative of indigenous Americans. In an episode of NPR's Code Switch podcast, the creators commiserate with their listeners who feel conflicted about the Thanksgiving story. They want to celebrate the holiday without sacrificing truth and integrity. Their answer? Don't let Thanksgiving be the only thing we know about Indigenous Americans. There are increasing numbers of books written by Native Americans telling their own stories. there are more and more children's books with Indigenous protagonists and role models. We can learn about the Indigenous history of our local communities. We should include and honor the proud history and contemporary stories of Indigenous Americans in the narratives of our country. Our expressions of thanks are more powerful when we acknowledge what made them possible. Let us say, Modim anachnu, we acknowledge, so we can really mean it when we say, Modim anachnu, we give thanks and we are grateful. V'cheni hi ratzon.